What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday.
Happy fucking April Fools.
Woo! Did we fool ya?
Did we?
We still don't have a plan. Do we know what we're doing with that?
No, we don't. But maybe you should you read that email from that girl? Oh, she did a voice memo, right?
Oh, yeah. It was one of your guys' ideas.
It was one of your guys' ideas. So we blame her. Don't be mad at us. Blame her, okay?
Although I'm sure you guys all know.
Yeah.
And realized it. We'll probably just upload this a few hours later.
Yeah.
Just to fool you guys a little bit. We gotta give you a little bit of a fool.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, happy April Fools. Sorry we got you. We pranked you. Yeah, it's the first episode of April. Jerry, what's something that made you smile or something you're looking forward to?
I am looking forward to getting good results from my Mimi. Okay?
Aww.
Last episode, we actually spoke about a Mimi.
We did?
Whew. Last episode, let me try to rewind. Last episode, we spoke about Mimi having a little ball. I took it to the vet.
We did.
Vet said it was a cyst. We were going to have the cyst removed. They biopsied it. They called me the next day that it was indeed cancer. So it took a little, knocked the wind out of me a little bit because he was very confident by the feel. And when he aspirated it, the way it felt,
he's like, oh, you're fine.
He was like, it's a cyst. But no, it's not. So she is actually right now in surgery. About to go into surgery. They're doing some testing beforehand. And I asked Alyssa, I'm like, can we please record today? Because otherwise I'd be sitting home crying.
Yeah.
You know, worried about her. So this is distracting. So I thank you all for being here for me when I need you most. Thank you, Alyssa, for recording. But I am most forward looking. I am looking forward to getting good results. Hopefully he's trying to save her tail because
she might have a little nub.
Yeah. Aww. But he really said he's gonna try because typically with this sort of surgery they like to go 2 or 3 centimeters outside the tumor and take all of that because they said it's like, think of like a tree root. You know, you only see the trunk of the tree, but yet under the ground is all the roots. He said that's the kind of cancer she has. So they tend to go 2 to 3 centimeters, but it's only about 1 centimeter from her tail.
Okay.
So he can't go the full 3 unless he was to amputate her tail, but he said he's going to look and see.
Once he gets in,
he's going to see how far he can go to the tail. So I'm just hoping for great results. I'm looking forward to...
As long as they can get rid of it and she's healthy.
And there's no guarantee because cancer cells are, microscopic. So he's not going to be able to actually see how far, but that's how they always say for that kind of tumor, go 2 to 3 centimeters outside of it. So he's going to try to get as much as he can, and then they will have to pathology and all of that other nonsense. Yeah. So, yes, my fingers are crossed, and I am looking forward to great results for Mimi. I'm hoping that she handles the surgery well. I'm hoping that she heals great and that she doesn't lose her tail, but if she needs to, she needs to.
Yeah, whatever gets rid of it.
Exactly.
The tail is the least of the worries.
Exactly. Yeah. And,
hoping
for that. She's so special anyways. Aww. My little memes.
Little
my big memes.
Special.
She was 98 pounds.
Big girl.
She's a big girl. And she was so anxious and nervous, but was
she's
fine
an anxious
at
pup.
The same time. You know what I mean? She was like fine at the same time.
Oh, good.
And happy, goofy.
Oh, good.
And it made me feel better.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You didn't leave her with like her head down and her tail between her legs.
No, no. Yeah. When they were like, all right, Mimi, come on.
She's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made me easier to walk away for sure.
Yeah.
So I may get a phone call in this episode that I would have to stop and take, but...
Did they give you a timeline?
I'm in good spirits. No, because,
just sometime today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, fingers are all crossed.
Yes, thank you.
I think it's going to be just fine.
I'm praying so.
I feel good about it.
Yeah. I said it's a little bit of a roller coaster because I was emotional about it. And then he's like, listen, I think it's just a simple cyst. Like, he goes, it feels like a cyst. It's presenting like a cyst. When I did the aspirate, it felt like a cyst. Everything was saying cyst. So when he called me, he was like, I was so wrong. Wow. He goes, and I'm so sorry. Aww. You know, but yeah, anyway. Alyssa Rose.
Yes.
What are you happy, looking forward to? What made you smile? You know.
I went to an event the other night with my friend Lauren. I got invited to an Alice and Olivia event. It's a clothing company.
Oh.
And it was like a bachelorette theme for brides-to-be. And both Lauren and I are engaged. So I was like, so cute. And it was so nice. Everyone that worked there was really, really kind and welcoming. And they gave us a little PJ set, like a little bridal PJ set. And we were able to get it embroidered. So I got my future initials on it.
Aww.
So it says AS, which I'm realizing now is as.
It's Alyssa as herself. It's as as you.
Right. Correct. Yeah. And I can never do the R because...
You'll be arse.
Arse. I'm like, those are not good initials, huh? Arse. Just add an E on the end.
Can you imagine?
Oh, is that goodness. what people in like Ireland and different countries
say? Yeah, like say ass. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Arse.
That would be my initials. But no, it was just a really, really cute, fun little night out. Us girls, like, we took the train in. It was good chats. And then we ended up, right as we walked out of the event, I was like, oh my God, the High Line. And then we were like hungry. So I'm like, let's go eat. And then I was like, we could go to Artichoke.
You have to go to Artichoke if you're on the High Line, right?
And you know what Lauren goes to me?
What?
I never had it. I was like, we're going. It's literally right here.
Was it delicious and everything that it's always... Yeah, huh?
It was like even better. We had like two glasses of champagne at the event. And then we had a cocktail at Artichoke. And it just hit. And we got like a few slices and they cut them in half for us.
Nice.
We got a calzone too. Our eyes were bigger than our stomach. In our defense, the waitress was like, oh, the calzone's like this big. That shit was huge. I actually gave some to Amani yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Calzones are so filling as well.
Oh, after like a few slices and then like a big ass calzone. But yeah, yesterday Amani was like, oh my God, that was so fucking good. I'm like, we've been there. He's like, oh yeah, I think I remember. But yeah, it was just really nice. It was nice girl time. It was fun.
So nice.
Yeah.
Was the weather good?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we Ubered back to Penn after because it was just getting late and cold.
Mm.
But we walked from Penn to the event all the way down to 14th.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a really, really, it was nice. It was a nice little fun event. It was nice to be around other brides. It was like a cute atmosphere. And we got a really nice PJ set. So
yay.
Shout out Allison Olivia. I love you. Thanks for the invite.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a cute little girls' night.
What else? Anything else going on in your life, Alyssa Rose? You look fabulous today.
I do?
Yeah.
Thank
Did you just do your hair?
I blew it out last night with my Dyson.
But
I slept on it.
It's very, very pretty.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's very, like, full. Like, very...
Thank you. I put in my texture spray from Heritage.
It's texturing. Looks very pretty.
I love my Dyson Airwrap. It should be my favorite today.
Speaking of...
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to update on. I finally finished that book series this morning.
Oh, and? It was a long series, huh?
It was long. I loved all the other books. I didn't like the last one. Mm. It was a repeat of the first one. Last two chapters were after. And I was like, this just should have been a novella. Make it a short little book.
Yeah.
After their story. I just think, I don't know. I was just over it at that point. I'm like, I already know what's going to happen. And like, yeah, it was in his perspective, whereas the first book was in her perspective.
Right, right.
But in all the other books in the series, we got both of their perspectives. So I already knew the way his brain worked. So I'm like, this is not any
it's
like
nothing
new.
Surprising.
Yeah, it's not like new information that he was hiding, or I just got to see his perspective of it. So yeah, I finally finished that series this morning, which I'm so happy about because I'm so ready to... I mean, like, after I finish a big series like that, I feel like I do, like a day or two. Okay, I'm like, all right, take a chill pill from reading. I catch up on my YouTube and my podcast and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm debating. I don't know if I want to hop into ACOTAR. The birds are going crazy.
They are out there. They are shouting.
And it's rainy. It's not even, like, sunny today. Yeah, I keep getting have you started ACOTAR? Are you going to start ACOTAR? Are you going to start it after this? So I'm very tempted. I just think it's very daunting after going from an 800, 600 page book series, going to another one. It's very daunting.
Okay.
And I'm like, maybe I just want, because that's like going to take a lot of brain power for me.
Take a little, especially since it's something completely different, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So maybe take a little, read a little couple of short, littler books.
A little good girly pop books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do that. So.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
I'll tell you something funny. When I finished the book the other day and then you recommended me to start one, I did it on Libby, right? And I did the whole...
Send to Kindle.
But I didn't know how.
Oh. So you couldn't get it.
So then I kept going to Kindle. And then I was doing it. It was probably 11:30 at night too. Oh. And I was just, whatever. So I was like, oh, I'm going to have to bring this today and ask Alyssa how to do it. And then I went into the kitchen and I opened it up and then I did it. So.
And it just says send to Kindle.
Yeah. So I don't know why it wasn't working the night before. Technology. Probably because I was super tired, but I got it. So I have not started it, but I will start it. Yeah. I mean, I think I read 2 pages, actually.
What did I give you?
November 9. Yeah. So.
Yeah. We're starting her out with Coho.
I'm going to start that one. Yeah.
I think you'll like that one. Although I gave it to my mom months and months and months ago and she still has not finished it.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't think my mom's a reader, though, at heart. She's like, I really try. And I'm like, you'd rather do other things. It's okay.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, just give it up. Okay.
It's just like the glass of wine thing that I always say.
It sounds good in theory.
Reading a book and a glass of wine, it seems so like intellectual and so like classy, you know, like I always say, like the glass of wine at dinner.
It is a good time.
It's just like, it's something I want to be, you know, I always say like when I grow up, I would love to be the glass of wine at dinner kind of person and I'm still not there. So maybe when I grow up even more, but same thing with reading a book. I feel like reading a book is the same thing. Like when you see people on a train reading a book or something, it's like, wow, I want to be like them. I want to read a book. So I think maybe your mom wants that, you know?
Yeah, no, like, she likes the idea of it.
Yeah. So A for effort, Anne-Marie. Mm-hmm.
She's just a Facebook gal. What can she say?
She's a Facebook gal.
She's such a Facebook gal. And I see her do it. I see her pick up her phone, scroll a little, put it down, go back on, scroll a little. She can't give it up.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm like, it just is who you are. If you're happy, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Don't fucking fix
it. Yeah. No, I'm more of a game girl. I love my games. I also feel like I need to stimulate my brain. So, like, I love my Sudoku. I haven't played Candy Crush in the longest time.
Really?
Well, I did the other day for the first time in a long time because I'm at such a high level and they're so hard now.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated, you know, because I'll wait so long to have my lives and then I go through them in 3 seconds because that's how hard it is. So it's a little like... Like Candy Crush needs to let up a little bit or give me a few extra lives or make it a little something because I feel like it's turning me off from the game.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it reels me in a little more because I like the challenge of it.
Have you ever paid for lives?
Oh, God, no. No.
Not even once?
No.
Oh.
No. Tempted, sure. But
I'm
no.
sure it's tempting because I'm sure it's like 99 cents and you can get 3 more lives.
Yeah, and it's like, no. And I'll tell you what, Ever would join... I mean, he played for a while, too.
Oh, I remember those days. Join and I'll get free lives.
Yeah, but he would send up until probably about a year ago, he would just go on at night before he would go to sleep and just, like, send me, like, 100 lives.
Oh.
But now they tap it out at 20. So you can only receive from people.
Oh, that's
people,
a lot, though.
You go through them in about 5 minutes with the levels that I'm on now. But that's what I'm saying. So I stick to my Sudoku or my Wordle because I feel like it makes my brain work. You know, you have to think.
Yeah, you'd rather
do
that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah.
But
I feel like you do like it, though. Definitely more than my mom.
Reading?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I really enjoy reading, but I feel like I have to be focused on that, mm-hmm. where, like, the Wordle or the Sudoku. I mean, sure, I'm using my brain, but I don't have to focus on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of mindless.
Yeah.
So, but reading, I have to pay attention. I have a story to follow. I have to remember names and places and dates and times, you know, so it's a lot more.
Yeah.
But once I get into it, I'm just like, click. Click, click, click.
Yes, I find that when I'm in like a little bit of a reading slump, once I actually pick up the book and read like a good like 3 to 5 pages, then I'm in.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's daunting to pick it up, but that just goes to show that it's not like a really great book for you.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, but I really enjoyed the last one. Not as much as that the other one.
Exactly.
But yeah. I do feel like once I got into it, I enjoyed it. So.
Yeah.
It is. It's just like... It's like anything else. It's like the act of actually getting the book into your hand or opening up the Kindle. That's the hardest part. But once you're there, then it's good. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I definitely, and I'm sure you'll feel this way too, once you get even more into reading,
mm-hmm.
you'll feel like the difference of a book that you literally, like, you do not want to put it down. You're excited to pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah, you could like a book, but when you love a book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like bringing it into the bathroom with me, bringing it into the shower, bringing it to my workouts. Like, that's when I know
yeah.
that I'm really sucked in.
I had one book like that I absolutely loved, and I don't even remember the name of it now.
But oh, like back like years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, back years ago. And
you just it was the same thing. Down.
Like, I would purposely go in the bathroom just to like get my quiet time so I could yep. just sit there and read. And I would be mm-hmm. cooking dinner reading it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's... I do know that feeling. It's been a long time since then, but
mm-hmm.
you know, Verity, I read in one day.
I know.
So, you know, I think also I wasn't working at that time. So I think that also contributes, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think you also, that was your first book back.
Yeah.
You're excited.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
And that's a good book to hook you in.
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to jump into next. We'll see. I want to read, there's a book called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Ooh.
It's a very popular book.
I can't deal with one. How's she deal with seven?
I hear that title and I'm like, I'm sure that's not what it's about, right? Like, it's probably like a play on words or something. I don't know. I have no idea what it's about. All I know is the cover of it is like a woman in a green dress. But I know... Like, most of my friends that read in my life have read that book. It's, like, one of those, like, staple.
Okay.
Everyone has read it. It's a good book. So I think I might just do that because it's a one-off. Get me back into the swing of things.
Not, like, a major series.
And then maybe I'll jump into ACTOR.
Okay.
Yeah. I will tell you guys that I added ACTOR to my Libby on hold, like, weeks ago. And I was, like, 400 and something online. Which usually, like, on any other book that's not as popular, you'll be, like, you're third online, you know? So there's that many copies out on Libby.
Wow.
And now I looked today, and I'm 100 and something online. But it still says 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I'm, like, maybe I can, like, read other books, and then I'll wait for that to become available so I don't have to pay for it. I don't know. We'll see.
So when you do it, because that's a whole series, right? So you have to do one and then the next. You can't do them all. Like, because you have the hard copy of the one, right?
I do. And I tried to read the hard copy of this last book. And
you just can't. You're such a Kindle girl now. Okay.
I didn't love it. It wasn't as convenient. I wasn't, like, on my Kindle, I'll read at night and in the morning because...
You can.
It's just right there. It's simple. It's easy. Versus, like, the book is just, like, you have to hold it. Like...
Mm-hmm.
And, like, nighttime and just everything so about it.
Like, the book, oh, my God. Like, you have just to hold
so much
it.
Work.
Oh, my God. But I totally fucking understand.
Yeah, and there's too many words on the page. I like to have my bigger font. Not as big as Jerry, but a bigger font.
You want more than 3 words per page.
Like, I like to page turn a little bit quicker. And when I open a book and it's so many words, I get overwhelmed.
Okay.
A little
Listen,
bit.
Listen, I completely get it. And it's funny because some of these things, like when you were talking about the clicker originally, I was like, oh my God, is she kidding me with a clicker?
I know.
But I totally fucking get it because last night, guys, I also had a tooth pulled yesterday and that bitch was suffering. But last night would have been a perfect thing for me to like just prop it up if I could have propped it up in the right thing and just like laid there trying to like hold my face. Click, click, click.
Yep.
Could have been entertaining.
Yeah. But I also wasn't a big fan of that book I just read, so maybe that's a big reason why I wasn't feeling the hard copy.
Okay. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Could be a lot of different things, right?
For sure.
That's right. What?
You're dinging. But yeah, that's all I wrote. Jerry got her tooth pulled.
Oh, God. It doesn't stop, you guys. It doesn't stop.
I'm sure you've talked about it on here. Now she's trying to find her phone.
Why am I? I'm not trying to find my phone. I was trying to.
You're pinging your phone. Hit the bell. You trying to silence it?
Yes.
Hit the bell.
Guys, I'm sorry. Sorry, okay. I hit the wrong one.
Did you know you could do that?
Ping your phone? I do from when you used to do it. So that was this ringing?
Yes.
From that?
Yeah. Oh. So if you're ever in the house and you're like, where the fuck did I put my phone down?
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
Tooth.
Yeah. Hell of a tooth. The dentist, the surgeon literally told me, I think your tooth loves you. It does not want to leave your mouth. He worked on one tooth, guys, one tooth. And I was in his chair over an hour. But the first few minutes was like the needles to numb me. But he must have been fighting with that tooth for a good 40 minutes at least. I mean, my jaw, he had his assistant trying to like hold it.
Really?
Yeah. It just gave him a lot.
It was far back?
No, right here.
Oh.
Yeah, right here. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I gave him such a hard time. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little, I'm a little sore.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, temporary though, because now you won't feel that constant.
Thank God. Yes,
that was probably what was causing some of your ocular migraines. Was it? Do you know?
I don't know if one has to do with the other. I don't think so.
In my pea brain, I'm like, oh, nerves in near your brain.
Yeah. I mean, it could.
Pain shooting up. Pain, I don't know.
Shooting up.
That could be interesting to pay attention to.
Yeah.
If they stop.
Imagine.
That'd be crazy.
Just solve two problems with one, you know?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you finally got that tooth out.
So am I.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Now it's done.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. So, first episode of the month. Which means
favorites.
Our monthly favorites.
Jerry's first one, guys.
What is it?
I do think that I've said it before, but it absolutely is a fave. So
I definitely have said it too. So
I'm saying it again. Is that how you say it?
Way.
Gosh darn it. Every time I go to say it, I say it wrong.
The way
hair serum, because your bitches got hair. And I need that picture because it's still not here. And I went to show him yesterday.
What are you talking about? I sent it to you on Instagram DM. It's on my sister's Instagram. Go look.
It's Instagram DM. Okay. I'll check. Anyway, guys.
Is a picture.
I went from a big like bald spot. Like I didn't even know it was there. Nobody ever told me. And then Alyssa says she would have told me, but I'm up higher than her and she didn't see it.
I can't see it. I'm too short.
But I did. I had a big bald spot that I wasn't aware of. And I know that I'm thinning over here. I was aware of that. So Alyssa had told me, try this. I told Amani got it for me for Christmas. And I just finished my first bottle. And I have baby hairs and my back. When she sent me that picture of the back, it was like, wow. Like, it's, like Alyssa said, it kind of looks just like maybe a slightly bigger part now. It doesn't look like a big ass.
And that wasn't like you were like really trying and like cautious about it. I'm sure you were just like relaxed.
No, I mean, I do, but I felt like even before, it would still see. So, but now I have a fresh new bottle. And I'm going to start, I'll do more here, more so, because this is very easy for me. Over here, I don't see. Mm-hmm. And I don't go through my whole head, but I think I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Because when you, like, sure, it's $52, but it's like.
And she went to, where'd you go? Ulta? Where'd you go?
Target.
We went to Target and bought it.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, hello me. So like I'm $3 legging.
That
girl.
Means it's good,
right? Yeah, right. So, but again, it's like my security. So to me, it's worth the $50 every 3 months, or even if it's every 2 months. Because if I start doing it throughout, if I could get better control, then I will. You know, mm-hmm. And
no, you know, I can see the difference.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah,
it looks a lot fuller.
Yeah, I feel so much more confident. And I have pictures. Boy. And also my roots were growing in, so the pictures look worse than they were because my roots were gray. Uh-huh. So it made my bald spot look worse.
Right.
But even now when my gray's growing in, if you compare the two when I'm equally grayed, what a difference.
You should make like a little pic collage.
I wish I would have taken better. Yeah. Like maybe had you do it than me trying to take a little.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like you could have... But I definitely did take some, and I will update them. Yeah. And then maybe I'll show you, because it's crazy to see.
No, I'm so glad that it worked for you, because sometimes when you recommend products, like it doesn't always work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that you love it.
I'm so glad. Yes, I love it.
I mean, I feel like it's changed my hair, too.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, I have all... Like, look at these.
You have a little one right there.
I really thought it was breakage at first. I was so confused. And my hair girl was like, wait a minute. This is a new growth. And I was like, oh, duh.
Yeah.
Even like my hairline too was like pretty thin, and I feel like it's filling out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I put it like, I put it everywhere now. I'll do like, I go like little dots down here. Then I do like little dots this. Like I go like through my whole head. Even back down here. Because I'm like, I want more growth in the back too.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Like at the bottom, like mm-hmm. where it comes out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At first I was just doing just my scalp hairline. Now I do it all over my head.
Yeah, I really like it.
Oh, good.
I really, really do like it.
Yay. It's worth it. We would go spend $20 a month on stupid shit anyway.
It's very true. We do.
We do. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It's like if we go out to eat one time, that's my 3 month supply.
Literally.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So I got over that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I bought good. It. It's there. It's on my dresser. It's
yeah.
On my thing in my bathroom, whatever yeah. it's called.
And like my dad says... Poor man always pays twice.
Yes.
Sometimes you just know something works.
And
save yourself the damn headache. Because you know what? If you would have got something else, you would have had to waited 3 months.
And it didn't work.
You would have lost all that progress.
Tried another product for another $20. Wasted 3 months for it not to work. And then I would have had...
Could have just spent another $20-something and got the right thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So.
Love it. I'm so proud of you for doing that.
Thank you.
I know. I'm impressed.
That's a big splurge for me.
It is.
The fact that...
Even I'm you said it. Ever was like,
I know.
$52.
I know. And I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
But I mean, he don't care. He's surprised.
Yeah, no, he was just like, oh, you got that?
I spent $52.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he always tells me, go spend money. You know?
Yeah.
Like, go do that. Yeah. Okay.
Shit that actually works, though, is worth it.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that much to spend it.
Correct.
Because you know it's something useful. Yes.
And this will be something.
And even like so easy.
Like you were saying the other day when I was here, it's like that could be something that's automatically on Jerry's birthday or Christmas wish.
Yes.
List now, you know, it's like,
and you'll be hooked up.
I could always get in hooked up and then it won't hurt my pocket, but yet I'll still have all my hairs. So
win-win. Tell multiple people in the family about it and you'll have a back stock. So that we never have to buy it. Because if it lasts like a 3 month bottle ish.
If I have more, I'll be using it more too. Because I'm cheap with it because it's $52. So it's like if I know that I got back stock, then I'll be like, oh.
You do it like every other day?
I could put, oh, no, I put it on every day, but I just put a tiny bit here, a little bit here, and a little bit there. Where now I could start I'll run it through, you know?
Right, right. So. Yeah, it's so easy to do. I think that's the best thing about it is it's something that's really obtainable.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is take the little dropper and just drop a little bit and rub it in.
Rub it in.
Yep. That's it.
And it doesn't leave your hair oily.
Doesn't leave your hair oily. So nice. And the bottle is fucking gorgeous. It's so pretty. Like, I have it out in our bathroom on the shelf because it's just pretty. Their packaging is really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty. Like a frosted.
It's like a frosted glass bottle. It feels luxurious. Like, think about if it was in like a cheapy plastic. It doesn't feel as nice. It feels like a nice experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Should be for that price.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but listen, it's grown my hair. So that's what I love
it. That's a good one. Us. I think we've talked about this before. Also, Us talks about it for 15 minutes.
This?
Yeah.
Every time.
I love it, though. We're passionate time. About it. All right.
What's your first?
My first. Actually, all three of mine are food.
Yum.
I went on my Amazon and my pictures and stuff. I haven't really bought a lot of stuff this month. I've gotten a lot of PR. I'm very blessed that I get a lot of products sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do my clothing rental, and I have a lot of basics that I like. So I didn't really do much shopping on that front. Also, we were like traveling for my sister's wedding and shit.
Mm.
I don't know. Anywho, so yeah, mine are food.
Okay.
My first one are the Reese's crackers.
They're actually really, really good, guys.
They are Reese's peanut butter covered animal crackers. Oh, half milk chocolate, half peanut butter. And I keep them in the fridge. Life hack. I think they're so much better. Because at first I was like, oh, these are delicious. And I was like, but they're missing like a little bite or something to them. And I was like, why don't I keep them in the fridge? And now I'm obsessed. I have like one or two pretty much every day. I got the Costco bag. That's how you know. It's fucking huge. And they taste like Reese's peanut butter puffs, like the cereal. Like if you took a handful of those. To me, that's exactly what it tastes like, because it's got that like crackery texture to it. But yeah, they're really good.
They're yummy, huh?
Yeah, highly recommend. If you're not allergic to peanuts, try them out. Jerry's sighing.
Didn't sleep great last night. They are delicious, by the way. I had one. I only took one that time because I didn't want to have
to give
more
you a
than one.
Fucking ice cream. Oh, can you have it with your tooth or no? Yeah, right?
Wait, what did you just say?
Ice cream.
Oh.
Last episode, we said, oh, yeah, when we're done recording, I'll give you an ice cream pop.
Yeah. I can have an ice cream pop today because I have to have something soft. Like, I haven't had anything to eat. I realized yesterday morning I had coffee. And Ever made eggs in the morning, and he just left me a little bit left over. It was probably like the amount of one egg. So I had one scrambled egg yesterday and coffee, and I didn't have anything until just now. Before I came here, I said, let me go home and eat. So I just made myself some oatmeal because of the tooth. So you have to have everything soft. And she said,
tonight you're having
mashed
potatoes.
Like pudding, mashed potatoes, oatmeal, ice cream. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm
golden
now. You're
like, that sounds good.
Thank you so much. Mashed potatoes and ice cream and oatmeal. Great.
Yeah.
Great diet. I'm actually making pasta tonight. So pasta
will
be good.
That's soft, yeah.
I'll cut up. I'm making spaghetti. Oh. So I'll cut them up like little tiny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
Nice.
But ice cream, sure.
Okay. Thanks. Let's not forget this time.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay.
My second one is also hair related. Actually, all three of mine are hair related.
And mine's food.
So my other one is TikTok has a brush. It's called the Unbrush. It's like a vent brush without the little balls on the ends.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you beforehand, also this also might have to do with the way to go. Way serum.
How do I remember this? Way to go.
May have to do with the serum, but also I have the TikTok brush, the Unbrush. And when I brush my hair now, I have maybe a strand, maybe two, where before I used to have like a whole damn fucking handful of hair every time I brush my hair.
Yeah.
So I am losing a lot less hair with this brush, which it advertises as. So I say probably combination of the both, but I do love the brush. I highly recommend. It was one of the few things that I bought because you guys heard about my whole Temu fiasco. So it was one of the things that I did buy off of TikTok that I absolutely love. I love the brush.
Does it look something like this? Actually, I think you showed me when I came over, didn't you? It's like plasticky and lightweight.
It's plastic and lightweight, yes. And it has no nubbies on it.
Kind of like that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Tangle Teaser. It's a company that I've worked with before, but it sounds like it's a similar vibe.
Yeah, and I just like, I normally get out of the shower, I shampoo condition my hair, and then when I get out of the shower, I'll put in a leave-in conditioner, and then I'll go through my hair, and I would still wind up with a handful of hair. Uh-huh. Now, I don't even put the leave-in conditioner. So okay. I'll just shampoo, condition, come out of the bathroom, and I'll brush my hair with this brush. And like I said, maybe a strand or two. Mm. It just goes through so nicely. Nice. And it's just so nice. So I highly recommend that one.
Love.
I love it for me anyway.
Love.
And your second one, Miss Thing?
Mine's a Costco food item.
Okay.
It's my new fixation for sure. It's by a company called The Falafel Company. They're beef kebabs. And they're just sticks of beef, but they're like Mediterranean kind of flavored. And they're so fucking good. So the first time Zayn and I had them, we just put them like over a bowl of rice. I sauteed some peppers and onions. I made like a white yogurty sauce. And we just had it like that with the meat on it. And then I just got pitas the other day and we had like beef kebab pitas. They're yummy. So flavorful and so easy because it's already done. You just heat them up and they're really good.
Really? So yeah. You just had it like a sort of like a
hello
gyro or a hero, like with the
it's so
like
funny because I was vlogging. I'm like, we're making gyros. Yes, we're from New York. Euros.
So it's like that with the pita then. And you did you top it like that? You would that like
when
you
we did lettuce. Yeah, we did like onion, feta. Yogurt sauce. Yeah. Okay. I just make like this yogurt sauce whenever we have stuff like that. I'll just do yogurt, fresh lemon juice, dill if I have some seasonings.
Okay.
Make it really simple. But yeah, they're so yummy, flavorful. So flavorful. It tastes like we got it at the halal place.
Yum.
And it's not on a stick or anything. It's just a beef stick.
Right.
Kind of.
Not on a stick.
It's not on a stick.
Right. Okay.
No. But yeah, I'm already sad that we ran out already. So I'm like excited to get more of that. And I hope Costco keeps it because I hate when you end up liking something and they fucking get rid of it.
I remember years ago, Zane was talking to me about Costco and what's it, BJ's or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said, the one thing that drives me crazy is I feel like just as you get addicted to something, it disappears. No matter what.
Yeah, they're kind of the smart though.
It was,
not a food item. Yeah.
Oh, it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your Drizzlicious things?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Now Zane needs them too.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
I was like, they had Bonza pasta and I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know. Yeah, I guess they cycle shit out.
They cycle through things.
Yeah, they get me though because then I'm like, oh, it's something new. I'll try it.
Ah. And then you get addicted to it. And it's like, fuck.
Yeah. Why are you yawning? You're making me yawn.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
I don't. Okay. What's your last one?
Again, hair.
Look at you.
Scrunchies. I bought satin ones
also
to prevent because I would take the breakage. Elastic ones off and it would be, you know, wrapped around all my hair, a little wrapped around it. So yeah. These little satin ones I got off of Amazon, I think it was just a few dollars for like a pack of 12 of them. Love them because now I take it off and I have zero hair.
You have it in right now? Black one?
Yeah.
Oh, it blends in with your hair.
Yeah, yeah. So between, and it's tiny little thin scrunchie, you know, nice. It's just the satin material versus yes. The elastic. So a few different things that I've tried, which obviously is having an effect on my hair. So between yep. The way the unbrush, the scrunchies, I just feel like my hair is getting healthier. So
we're both on our hair journey.
Yeah, I love it.
It's something I've never paid attention to until now.
Well, I don't think I really paid attention to it until I got sticker shook when I looked in wherever I was going that night that I turned around to look reverse in the mirror and I saw that bald spot. I like lost my shit. Like I know over here I was thinning, like I knew that, but I didn't realize how much or how bad it was. Mm-hmm. So it was a wake-up call for me. Yeah. Because it's like certain things like my weight, my teeth, you know, then this, it's like this is the easiest
to control.
Yeah So I feel like this I can get control of easier, you know this is like a matter of routine, where I think diet is like willpower. I don't need willpower to put the serum in my hair.
To put a few drops
right,
in my hair.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So this to me is more easily attainable. So it's easier for me to stick with, you know?
Yes.
And like I said, just buying the simple brush and buying those little things. So that's been very, very easy for me. Mm-hmm. Now we'll figure out the whole teeth and weight thing, you know?
Yeah.
I've been going to the gym, I don't want to say every day, but as often as I could.
Good.
And doing that again, I just saw on my memories, my Facebook memories, you know, Facebook is good for a couple of things. That's one of them. It came up that, like, back in the day when we used, Ever and I used to go on those long walks, we'd walk from that one park over there to that one park. It's about 9 miles. It's a little under 9 miles, but we would do that all the time. We would take the dogs and we would head out and we would go for like 3 hours and we would do those miles. Mm-hmm. And it just came up on my memory the other day. It was like, I hope to get back there. Mm-hmm. You know, now it's like after 2 miles, my hip starts hurting. You know, I still have a lot of stretching and conditioning I need to do with that hip after the surgery and stuff. But, you know, to think that 2 years ago, I couldn't walk a mile, you know, and that 1 mile would take me 45 minutes to an hour to walk. So it's like, to see how far I've come is great. I just want to be able to get there, get more, you know, because mm-hmm. I really do. I love walking. Mm-hmm. I love walking in nature. I think it's just, it's the most relaxing thing for me. Mm-hmm. So I hope to get back on that journey. And I hope Mother Nature starts cooperating, because
I know
it's ridiculous weather and I'm tired of it already. So, but it's exciting to see how to, like, that's like a goal for me. Not specific, like I don't have to walk that 9 miles, but just to get in the habit of getting out in nature and walking again and, you mm-hmm. know, getting that lifestyle back, because I did enjoy it, you know. Mm-hmm. Not even for weight loss, but just for peace. It's mm-hmm. it's so serene in there, and I love that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, I move my body for my mental health, number one.
Yeah. I don't have the discipline that you and Zane have, though, to do it. Like, you guys go downstairs, you work out. Like, that takes a lot to discipline. That's why I was great when I would go to the gym, right? Because you have them in your ear. You know, mm-hmm. I had to drive there. And I felt like once I was there, it was them. Like, you got to do. Mm-hmm. And I need that. Like, to wake up, I have a treadmill in my basement. You know, mm-hmm. it's like a big thing to go on it. And I finally put the bike back in my den. So I have been getting on that a little bit. But it's like, I don't have the discipline yet, mm-hmm. because hopefully I will, to have the willpower to do that mm-hmm. the way you guys are. I admire that about you guys.
Oh, thanks. I think for me, it's a thing of, I know I'm going to feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I need to do this to, I want to feel nice. Like, I want to, my mental health, like, I just feel better when I move my body. It feels like it's good for me, and I want to implement that into my routine. I don't know. I get the question all the time, like, how do you keep going with it? Because I've been doing my strength training now for, I think it's been over a year, consistently, 3 times a week. I mean, obviously, if I'm on a vacation or whatever, but I think for me, it's like, I mean, that's also, I have a coach on my app, and if I don't do it, I lose my streak. She sees that I don't do it. So that's something that also holds me accountable. Yeah. But I think for you, you can definitely find some sort of, not as intense of a boot camp class, but something that can work with you and what you're able to do mm-hmm. in a sense of just something to get you out of the house and at a time that you have to be there and someone else is relying on you right. being there. Because I think that you, like you said, with that boot camp, that's something that worked.
I thrived off of that.
Because you should find something that is more flexible in a way that can, something you can go like 3 days a week right after work or something, mm-hmm. or on a Saturday and a Sunday morning, if that's better for you. Like, you and Ever can do it together. Something that's like, I don't know, if you go to places and like go in there actually and talk to them, be like, hey, like, I have a back injury. I was just curious if you guys are able to modify things, if that's something, or you think this is not a good idea. Like, mm-hmm. it's worth just chatting with people.
It is.
Because I know you like that environment.
I do. Actually,
something to think about.
The gym that I go to has like
classes?
Yeah, it has two different areas that are set up for that. So when we were there last time, I was on the treadmill, and it's funny because everyone was doing like the incline and stuff like that. And I was like, I think I should just ask them, because why not?
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's something that's included, you know, that it could be, all right, what time do you offer these classes? And I'll just pop in, because I know I you can modify anything, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, if they're doing jumping jacks, I can't do jumping jacks. I could just do side steps, you know?
Yep.
So there's certain things that I know that I could just modify. And yep. I think that would be, because I do like them barking in your ear. I have to be there at this time and be accountable for it. And like you said, with your coach, you don't want to let them down. I have to show up, kind of thing. And it's like, to do it on my own, it'll be like, I could say, oh, I'm going to go to the gym every day after work. And it's like, oh, wait, no, I gotta record the episode with Liz at this day, this time. You know, I'll find every excuse not to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's terrible. That's a terrible way. So that's what I'm saying. I wish I had more willpower. something that I hope to
gain. You have to build a habit.
But
once you build the habit, like now that I've built the habit, I don't want to not. And I think I've also not trained my brain, but the way my brain operates now is I don't work out because it's a chore. I work out because I want to. And I think that's like a really big thing, like especially like even on like vacations, people are like, I'm not working out on vacation. That's like, and I'm like, but I want to. Mm-hmm. It's not like a chore for me. It's something that I really want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to feel good. Like movement is really important to me. And like, I think I've just engraved that into my own brain of it's just a really good thing to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, I want to be a good, functioning, healthy person. Like, I just think about it very black and white.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, what keeps you going? I don't know. I just do it because I feel like I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
I got a lot.
Yeah, you got to do stuff that you like. Yeah. That's a big thing for me, too.
Absolutely.
When we would go to those boot camps, like, they're just not really for me. I think it's a great concept. And I think it's so good for so many people. Mm-hmm. Or even, like, when I just tried Orange Theory, like, I don't really like rowers. Rowers machines are just not my thing. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to a class where you have to row every day, mm-hmm. you're going to hate working out. It's not going to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I've really come to fall in love with weightlifting. I love it. So that's something that also motivates me. If I absolutely hated going down to our home gym and doing it, it would be really hard to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I fell in love with Zumba years ago and I still do it. I don't do it as often because now I do the weight training a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to have comfortability now that we have the house, but I still go to Zumba pretty much every Saturday and Sunday morning.
Wow.
Yeah. But also that's another thing of, I know a lot of people that go to the class and I'm like, oh, so-and-so is probably going to be there. That would be fun. Like, even if I'm not feeling it,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I want to see my instructor. She's my friend, you know?
Right.
So it's like, you have to find a balance and just things that motivate you and inspire you. Because if you're not motivated and inspired, it's hard to build a habit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go to a boot camp, and Jerry knows when we would go there and they would make you run outside in the cold, I would refuse. I'm like, you can give me something else to do in here. I'm not going outside running in the cold. That's just not fun to me. I'm not going to be happy after.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather run in circle. I would run in circles inside.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, I don't run. I'm not a runner. That's just something I don't like to do. So on my Copilot app, my personal trainer, she just doesn't give me running. She could incorporate it, but I do cycling instead. I don't know what I'm rambling about at this point. I get very passionate about it. I'm very passionate about finding what works for them,
mm-hmm.
instead of forcing yourself.
Yeah, it's true. It's what you said is very true, because if you hate doing something and you're forced to do it, you're going to not want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the reason, you know?
Yeah.
But,
and sometimes motivation, you don't just get the motivation, you have to do it,
mm-hmm.
and find, and like, that is your motivation.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't have, you can't just wait for it to pop into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta just start doing. It takes 28 days to build a habit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just like feeling good. That's what motivates me.
Listen, as soon as this tooth pain goes away, I'll be feeling much better.
There you go.
Hmm. All right, so now what?
My last favorite.
Oh my gosh! Wow!
Went off on that one. It's not as exciting. I didn't have that much exciting stuff this month.
Food is very exciting.
I've talked about this before, though, so I feel like I should try to come up with something else.
Just tell me, what is it?
It's the Skinny Taste Cookbook. Yeah. See.
Was this the seven simple?
Yeah. Zane and I have re-inspired me to try new recipes and cook again. It's a Skinny Taste Simple cookbook. All the recipes are 7 ingredients or less. And I've cooked a good amount of them now, and they're all fucking delicious.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, that chicken. So good. That's about it, though. I don't know. I didn't have any other favorites.
Okay. Well, listen. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine, because there's times that I'm like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was a quiet time. That's all right.
It was. It was a very chill month, I feel like. But that's that.
You know what another favorite of mine is? The Tipsy Chicken things from tacos, the tipsy taco chicken tacos from
Torchy's Tacos, Torchy's Tipsy Chick.
Say that three times. Say that three times fast.
That place is delicious. That place is delish.
Yeah. So if you're in Texas, go to Torchy's Tacos. Torchy's? It's just Torchy's.
I think it's Torchy's.
You just go to Torchy's. It's good. They have good tacos.
Yeah.
Good tacos.
The place is bomb.
Mm-hmm. Delish.
Very good. All right. Well, I think we can have a little bit of a shorter episode today.
Sounds fantabulous.
Yeah, she's like, I'm ready for night-night.
I am ready for night-night.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And we'll talk to you all on Thursday.
Okay, love you. Bye.